see you do it. Hey. Let me see you do it.
Good day, viewers. This is the Tuesday topic of the week for September 19th, 2023. And what's our topic going to be today? None other than Tim Gurner. I would be surprised if anybody who sees this has not heard of Tim Gurner. Even if before he made himself so notorious in the news, you may have never heard of him before. He's a CEO from Australia. He's the head of a company called the Gurner Group, a property development company that builds commercial properties, houses, and other such things using construction workers, blue-collar laborers to build these properties. Tim Gurner's net worth is anywhere from $600 million to over $1 billion, based on some estimates. In other words, Tim Gurner is very, very rich. And a few days ago, Tim Gurner had this to say about the blue-collar laborers and construction workers who have helped make him so rich. Here goes. Gurner Group Chief Executive Tim Gurner blamed the pandemic for a big part of the problem and urged Australians to kill the work less for more pay ethos, which is something I certainly haven't seen. Who's getting paid more nowadays, anyway? Certainly. Okay, so there was a video of Tim Gurner in which he said, you know, tradies? And I didn't know what that meant, but that's because I'm not Australian. It means laborers. It's the way that Australians say laborers. Tradies have definitely pulled back on productivity. They have been paid a lot to do not too much in the last few years. Is that right? I doubt it. And we need to see that change. I think the problem that we've had is that we have people who decided they didn't really want to work so much anymore. Oh, yeah. This is what all the millionaires and billionaires are saying about working people nowadays. We just don't want to work. And yet, right around the same time I came across this story, I came across another story of a female employee who wanted to take a week off to attend her mother's funeral. And this woman had applied for the time off in advance. And at the very last minute, her manager decided to just yank away her time off, take it away from her, and tell her she couldn't go to her own mother's funeral because the company she worked for was understaffed. Now, these are the same companies that say that we, the employees, are the problem, that we don't want to work, and we have no loyalty to them. So, Gurner went on to say this. We need to remind people that they work for the employer, not the other way around. We need to see unemployment rise. Unemployment has to jump 40 to 50%, in my view. We need to see pain in the economy, as if there isn't enough of that already. I mean, there's been a systematic change where employees feel the employer is extremely lucky to have them, as opposed to the other way around. So what he's saying here is, if you have a job, you should be very, very grateful. So grateful that you allow your employer to kick you in the face with his steel-toed boots whenever he wants and beg for more. Now, remember, Tim Gurner is a self-made billionaire. He did it all by himself without the help of anyone else. Just remember that. And he also said that workers have become too arrogant and too full of themselves because they want to be paid for the actual work that they do, not paid as little as possible, and then kicked across the face and slapped upside the head and told to work harder, which is what people like Tim Gerner want to do to their employees. And I guess he was upset that his employees just didn't sit back and let him do it. Tim Gerner ended up receiving so much backlash from his comments that he had to shut down one of his social media accounts. And then a few days later, he came back issuing a fake apology. Of course, this apology wasn't sincere at all. Trust me, he doesn't mean a single word of it. He only said it in order to save face. But it's too late for Tim Gerner now because he showed us all who he really is when he made these remarks about construction workers, blue-collar laborers, tradies the first time. We see you, Tim Gerner. And in a related topic, the governor of California wants to raise the minimum wage, and this would include fast food workers, McDonald's workers in California, to $20 per hour. And the corporate executives of McDonald's started complaining about having to do so immediately. Complain. McDonald's CEO, Chris Kempczinski, has been paid almost $40 million over the course of 2 years. Okay, so in conclusion, while talking about Mr. Gerner here, Mr. Filthy Rich, I hate my employees, Gerner. In 2017, he also said that if young people stopped spending so much money on avocado toast, they would be able to afford to buy homes. Boy, you talk about someone who's clueless and out of touch, right? And in conclusion to this, Tim Gerner, you are a douchebag. And an overpaid, smug, smarmy, beady-eyed scumbag on top of it. And with your $600 million-plus net worth, if you really can't afford to pay construction workers $18 to $30 per hour for sweating, working their fingers to the bone to help build your commercial properties, then just go out of business and retire to the Cayman Islands already and stop wasting everyone's time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.